29th, 2024. So we'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Go. We'll have to get acclimated sitting at this meeting.
Pledge, roll call please, Kim.
Jerry Covertan.
Present.
Rick Young.
Present.
Dan Campadilly.
Here. Okay. Item four on the agenda is public comment. Mr. Comments, if it's not on the agenda, we can't take action on it. I only have one comment. Wendy Dinsdale, I hope you're happy. The woman loves snow. So she's hungry. There's one person happy in Hamilton County, and I'm not it. So item five on the agenda, approve the agenda as presented. Have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second that.
Okay, I have a motion second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Anything out of whack. Okay, item six on agenda, approved minutes of previous meeting, which be our regular Tuesday, reorganizational.
No, those aren't in there yet.
Okay. The Tuesday, December 26th, 2023 meeting.
I move to approve the meetings of December 26th.
Second that.
Okay, I have a motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have the claims.
Okay, you had a chance to go through the claims. The total for this session is $878,719.82 and drainage in the amount of $11,351.58.
Okay, thank you, Kim. We did, it is kind of a little larger claim session. Secondary Roads purchased a grader for, I believe, $307,000. They're not giving them things away anymore. So do I have a motion to approve the claims as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve the claims as presented.
I second that.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Item eight, reports, quarterly reports from Sheriff.
Got it in front of me today.
I've got it on my line if you miss something, okay?
And if you look at the report, at the end of the quarter total, what we had on hand was $3,561.96, which is a whole bunch of different things between our weapons permits and papers that we served and mileage, just a whole variety of things like that. And then reports and stuff that have come across in the last quarter, obviously, anything from accident reports to sex offender registry to sheriff deeds. A whole lot of you want to see the detail. Total deposits were $20,072.61.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff. Do I have a motion to approve the sheriff's quarterly report?
I move to approve the sheriff's quarterly report.
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Personnel action. On the struggle bus on this first one, so how it goes.
Rick. They call him Rick.
Okay, well, let's go with Rick.
Enrique.
Enrique. Well, we have a resignation. This individual is a jailer, Enrique Valreal III. He took his other job as a jailer. His last day's work was 1/2/2024. We have another resignation in the treasurer's office, Jerry Snell. Last working date was 12/29/23. And those two, I need a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion.
Motion second. All those in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and we also have employee change of status. This is Lindsay Burkhart. She's in the assessor's office. Lindsay has passed all the requirements to be a deputy assessor. that the state has, Iowa Assessment of Taxation Review, Department of Revenue, Iowa Law Courses, Fundamentals of Appraisal, Basic of Appraisal, Appraisal Farm Managers, and Rural Appraisal Basics, Appraisal Principles. Lindsay has done all that, and we really appreciate her. She's been in the office for 10 years now, and it'll be nice to have a deputy. A lot of counties and cities are struggling. There is a huge shortage of assessors in the state, so they're a hot commodity. And we are lucky to have an assessor and a deputy assessor. There's quite a few places that do not even have an assessor. And if you don't have an assessor, it falls back on the auditor, which can quite, the auditor has enough on their plate without trying to be an assessor too. So we really appreciate Lindsay working hard and getting that certification. And hopefully we'll keep her for a while here. So, but in that, Lindsay went from an hourly rate to a salary rate. She'll be receiving a salary of $86,870 now. And that is just an acknowledgement since they have the board. Okay. We'll move on to agreements, applications, and contracts. 20 agreements for law enforcement.
For Iowa code, every town has it's their responsibility to supply law enforcement for citizens. So we supply law enforcement to everybody in Hamilton County besides Webster City, and we charge them per capita. It dates back to, I think when I took office, it was $8 per capita, and it goes off the last census. So we raised, it went to 10 right after I took office, and then we did one other raise to 14, and now we just went from $14 to $20 per capita. So that'll bring it to a little over 72,000 if the town protections. As soon as you guys approve those, then we'll be taking it around to the city council to have their approval.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. Okay, I'm kind of need a motion to approve the 20 agreements for law enforcement with communities other than Webster City in Hamilton County.
I move to approve those 20 agreements.
Second.
Yeah, the motion and second. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All the same sign. Okay, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to B, and item 10 on the agenda, family farm credit tax credit applications. Attached list of the family farm tax credit application for 2023. All included applicants were filed for and postmarked prior or on November 3rd, 2023. They have been reviewed by proper date signature and reviewed for the property usage for their credit under the Iowa Code Chapter 425A.
I think she's got the family farm, and I've got the list. Yeah. Pages.
Yeah. And we have the list on file if anybody is for us to get.
Nine pages
of some light reading. Okay, I need a motion to approve the.
There's also one that needs to be disallowed.
We have a disallowed?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's that one.
Okay. And they can review that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion on the family farm tax credit applications?
I'll make the motion to approve the family farm tax credit applications and also the application that needs to be disallowed.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and second. All of the favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Okay. Item 11 on the agenda. Public hearing on fiscal year 2024 budget amendment. Okay. There you go. Okay. I'll open the public hearing. This is a publication.
This is published in all three county newspapers on December 27th.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Presentation of the amendment. Well, I always fall back on Dave's young explanation of the Starfish program. This is basically the fiscal year started in July 1st. David always called it a health checkup of everybody's budget. And if something was a little little out of whack. We could adjust it with this amendment. And for the most part, most of the adjustments are minor. We do have some increase in revenue and some expenditures and stuff like that. I'll just give a couple of little highlights. Like the jail, there's increased revenue of $15,000 for holding more than expected. We do holds for the federal, and you don't know when they're, I'm assuming you don't know when they're bringing them, so we have more than expected, so we've had an increased revenue there. American Rescue Plan, we have carryover dollars there that had to be. I think conservation is one of the bigger ones. In there now, we have the total revenue increased by $616,37, the memorial they got for the trails. So that is in this. So that was a nice, pleasant shot in the trail program for Hamilton County. Appreciate that. Also increased expenses for the Brigwood Conference Center. We had a lost revenue increase and a re-estimate of lost interest of $35,000. We also had the conservation adjustments that we needed and increased additional lost interest, like I say, in Trails Memorial, and increased in a few other small things. Nothing really stands out other than normal refund, increased expense for $25,000 for the new pump house. We had a new irrigation pump and Brian used some refund there to pay for a portion of that. So that is kind of the just of those. I won't go down and read. This is all on file in the auditor's office if a person wants a copy of it. But it's basically just minor adjustments to department budgets. Okay. Was there any written or oral objections or support to this?
I have had none.
Okay.
Fine. Here.
Doesn't look like it. We're good. Okay, I'll close the public hearing. Okay, item 12 on the agenda is the resolution 2024-7 fiscal year.
That's
fiscal year budget amendment. Do I have a motion to approve the 2024
resolution 2024-7?
I'll second.
Second. Any further discussion or explanation? Hearing none, this is roll call.
Oberdance?
Aye.
Young?
Aye.
Campadilly?
Aye. And thank you. Approve them. Item 13 on agenda, resolution 2024-8 fiscal year appropriations. We have some appropriation in adjustments in different offices, the auditor, general services, treasurer, social service, and veteran affairs. Also with nurses and jail, conservation, conference center, and secondary roads. That we have some adjustments into that in the total of $291,917 at this time. Do I have a motion to approve these appropriations for 2024?
Make a motion to approve resolution 2024-8, fiscal year 24 appropriations.
Second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or explanation further? All right, hearing none. This is a roll call.
Young?
Aye.
Cloverdance?
Aye.
Campadilly?
Aye. Okay. Moving on to item 14 on agenda, public hearing to sell county property. I open the public hearing.
It was published in all three county newspapers on December 27th in the South Hamilton and Stratford, and on January 2nd in the Daily Journal.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, brief of publication and presentation of for a proposal, which we will go to Mr. Cloverdance.
Yeah, so we got a proposal from Community Family Resources to purchase 500 Fair Meadow Drive at the purchase price of $900,000. As most of us know, that this property was used primarily for Friends Forever. They have since moved on to a different location. The building is now approximately a third full, and we, as Community and Family Resources are in the building, they knew that we were looking to possibly sell the property, and they made us an offer of $900,000 for the building. Think it's a good offer, plus the thing that we were concerned with is that has been a mental health and social services building, and we wanted to maintain those types of services out of that building instead of, you know, making it a commercial property. So they have made us an offer of $900,000, which is a reasonable, which I think we're probably satisfied with that.
Okay, thank you, man. Okay. Any written oral objection or of support?
No, nothing written, it's been filed.
Okay. Yeah, like Jerry said, if it's going to be good, it's going to be used for what it was put there for. And I think it'll be a real asset to the community once they get established in there. Okay, I'll close the public hearing. Item 15 on the agenda, action on proposal to sell county property. Do I have a motion to approve that?
I'll make a motion to approve that.
I'll second it.
Second. Any further comment? Any hearing none? All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is that going to be a roll call?
No.
You can if you want it.
You'd like it to be?
No, I just.
Okay.
There's no court enough.
Okay. Now to our favorite part, item 16, board and committee reports and other county information. First of all.
We're just working out budgets and valuations and all sorts of fun things.
Okay. I'll be there, Pam.
We're also working on budgets for next year.
It's the season.
It is the season. Again, we just want to mention that it's a perfect opportunity for people to be testing their houses for radon. We have radon kits available at the health department for a purchase price of $15. We have some education that can go on with that. And if, when you get your reports, if you need help understanding what the report is, we have staff available to help with that.
Pam, you have anything to add?
No,
covered it. Okay. Okay, Sheriff, you're up.
As everybody knows, last week we had a school shooting down in Perry. First of all, say our condolences to everybody and the thoughts and prayers to everybody involved in that. And kudos to our dispatch, because dispatch was on their toes and they heard it. They heard the traffic and let us be aware of it. It might seem like a long ways away, but if they needed help, if we had bodies to go down there, it was listening to the traffic. He'd been a law enforcement for a lot of years. Recognized a lot of the voices. Sheriff down there, I know, one of their chief deputies was a reserve with me when I was Winnebago, so you get a personal connection. When you hear a victim with multiple gunshot wounds to the northeast floating dock, it's a huge eye opener. And you're just hoping and praying that there's not a lot of victims. So kind of get that behind us. How have we prepared for this? So in the last couple of years, we've done grace training for all the schools, hospital, county employees. What that is, the citizens' response to active shooter events. We have an instructor along with the state patrols. We've gone to all of those. We've had some schools reach out to us, want to have maybe a little refresher, so we're working on that. That morning, I was in contact with the Webster City Superintendent, South Hamilton Superintendent, kind of, you know, pick their brain to see what more we want. We didn't want to put the students in alarm by our totally increased presence, so we continued our school walkthroughs, kind of got a game plan with them. We're going to have a meeting with South Hamilton later this week to get a game plan on a couple other resources that they have for us. And we stay vigilant on protecting our young kids and doing school walkthroughs, and just so they recognize us when we're in there and know we're not bad guys. Thank you to County Roads. We got a speed sign that we got on a grant. and Ryan supplies a couple of his guys to help us get it put up on the north side of Stratford. The city of Stratford supplied all the materials, post and the concrete and the ground, and we supplied the sign, and Scott and Brad. Radcliffe supplied the labor and the know-how how to get it all put up there, and I've heard it doesn't issue tickets. It's just, hey, this is your speed. Slow down. I don't want that headache. So, but thank you guys for that. In the snow, knock on wood, everybody's listening. We've only had a handful of cars in the ditch.
Good.
And no accidents. And Rick, who left our jail, he came to us with a lot of experience in corrections. He left for a job at RCF, which is Residential Correction Facility in Fort Dodge. Soon as they put him back in the system for the state, he got a notification from Clarinda. They wanted him to come down there to be a captain. So we lost a great resource, but he took a huge pay increase to come down there. And I wish him the best of luck.
So is that speed, is that on?
It's on R21 as you're coming into Stratford.
Okay. Thank you. Ryan?
As Doug said here this morning, finally got our kind of first major winter event. Kind of been on borrowed time here on through November, December, but crews were out on Hard Surface Road at 5 a.m. this morning, starting the gravel at 7. We'll be going until 4:30 today. Winds are supposed to pick up later today, but hopefully with kind of the nature of the wet, heavier snow, visibility stays reasonable. We'll be working, you know, well through tomorrow to get everything opened up to 2 lanes traffic and everything way back. But just appreciate everyone's patience. I in here early this morning, only saw a couple of vehicles. I counted more county plows than I did citizens out driving around. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing to see. So hopefully we'll get through this and gonna get cold next week, so everybody be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. Talking highs, single digits or even below zero for that days. Good.
Thank you. Jim?
Yeah, I won't beat the winter weather to death. I think they covered it all, but continue to stay cautious when you're out driving around. I also contacted the school districts. We will be revisiting their emergency plans the next week or so with all of them. I've also been working with the Webster City Area Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development, for the county and Safeguard Iowa to put together a business continuity workshop for Hamilton County. There will be more information coming. Right now it's scheduled for February 8th around noon, and we'll host it here in the basement here at the courthouse. But there will be more information coming through the chamber, through economic development and emergency management.
Thank you, Dan. Ryan?
We've got the dates for our spring training and our national training. Started booking stuff for that. We're just, again, kind of hitting the pavement hard on identifying the surviving, you know, people that are surviving widows that are eligible for pensions. We've partnered with the American Legion. So on the off months where we don't have our coffees, on Saturdays, the second Saturday of the month from 9 to noon, we'll have a pancake feed. And what that is designed to do is to kind of get out the working veterans that can't come to our Wednesday at 8:30 during a work week. So hopefully we can identify and get services to those folks. The Legion meeting for tonight is postponed because of weather. We are in the planning stages this year. We're going to get ahead of our golf outing, and we're going to do it in June this year, not May. It was a little early last year. This will be year two, and possibly partnering with the Honor Flight. We actually have 10 spots for Hamilton County veterans for these. They're one in May and one in September of this year. And so anybody who wants to go on an Honor Flight, they come down to the office and I get them the application, and we can get them on that flight. And we, again, great things about the move coming, kind of, you know, looking at you know, do that, there'll be some adversity to overcome, obviously, but we'll make some great things happen. So it's kind of good.
Amy?
Nope, nothing today.
I just want to say, I was at Windsor Manor talking to the director there, and they just had nothing but, she had nothing but glowing reports about you two, and evidently there's a couple of veterans in there that had been struggling with getting their help, and it sounds like you got the help that they were, couldn't get through other directors or ESO. So I really appreciate all that. I mean, she had nothing but, it was this glowing report that I received from her. So appreciate all that you do for the veterans.
Any update on the Reefs Across America? Is that too?
So Reefs Across America. So I know there's, we want to jump right in and do a lot. It's not structured for, so every cemetery has to have their own individual, like, representative, we'll say. And so we had two cemeteries this last year. We have added one for sure, and possibly two for next year. It's something that we're going to have to kind of grow, because you have to have the manpower for the event at a certain time. Like, they actually had to get authorization to have it at a later time. And then the deadline is January 16th of this year to get the 2-for-1 Reese as far as making it cost effective. So it's not set up time-wise. Like, I understand why I missed the boat last year, because I started after the deadline was there. So we'll add the 2 or 3 this year, and then just kind of grow that with, you know, funds and manpower, because we had a Boy Scout troop from Des Moines come up. Next year I'll have my Cub Scouts there as well. And so, you know, we could really make it, you know, just kind of grow it. It's kind of what it, you know, that's going to need to happen.
Okay. So, yeah, I tried to help a little bit, and come to find out, Roger Anderson, the standoff in Virginia over at Stratford, were way ahead of me. So I said, I'll just step away. You guys take care of us.
Yeah,
we need help.
So, and we'll have, because I think we'll have two different ceremonies, one at Jewel, the high school in Jewel, at 11. And then 4, possibly 2 cemeteries, and then at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in Stratford next year. So slow and steady.
Way to go. Speaking of slow and steady, you're up, Jerome.
I'm up. Okay. Well, I just wanted to follow up with the building over at 500 Fair Meadow. We are going to be moving Economic Development, General Assistance, Veterans Affairs, Public Defender, Central Iowa Community Services, all out to the Shashi station out at 1610 Collins. What we're trying to do is have all of our services that people use under one roof, so we don't have people running from one building to the other trying to get services and having to run back and forth. The other thing is that we had 2 buildings that were a third full. Now we are going to try to fill up Shashi. We will not fill it up at this point. We'll still have about a third of it yet to fill. But we're going to try to get everybody under one roof. So when somebody needs services, if they're out at public health and they find public health finds out they're a veteran, they can send them right over to Veterans Affairs. Or if they need general assistance, if they need some services through there, or the mental health or Central Iowa Community Services. We're trying to get all those services there so people can go to one, make it a one-stop shop, so they don't have to travel all to the different locations. And I know people have said, well, it's off on the off the beaten path. Well, Dr. Sahai had that operation for, I don't know, 30 or 40 years, and people seem to figure out how to get there. And that was way before we had a map on our phone. So we'll be able to figure it out. We will be putting up wayfinding signs throughout the community to try to get people to understand where our services are. We just want to make our services better for all those people that need those services. And I do want to thank Ryan and Katie for everything they are doing with the Veterans Affairs and General Assistance. You guys are doing a great job. I hear nothing but positive remarks about where we were and where we're at now and where we're going. You guys are doing a great job. I like the idea that you got the band so you can get people rides to doctor's appointments that need them, Have you got all the drivers?
We've got one driver approved and eight in the pipeline.
Yeah, eight in the pipeline?
Yeah.
That's great. So we've got some services that are going to be more readily available to Veterans Affairs, for veterans, and then also for general assistance and public health. So hopefully this is going to be a positive over the long haul and not a negative. We're going to make it work to provide better services for our clients in Hamilton County.
And a clarification,
sure.
CICS, you said CIR.
Oh, did I say CIR?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
So there are community services and mental health providers.
Thank you, gentlemen. Great.
So you may recall a few weeks ago, we found out U.S. Cellular was going to drop service completely in the Jewel to Cameron area. And I reached out and worked with the area's service representative. And through that conversation and a threat of going to the Federal Communications Commission, I'm proud, happy, and thrilled to report that as of last Friday, there's now a full-blown LTE signal in the Jewel Cameron area. And I was on Main Street of Jewel yesterday afternoon, and several people who I know had U.S. Cellular, I approached them and said, check your phone, your signal, and where they used to have zero bars, they now have 3 to 4 bars. So for Platt, we're very happy that U.S. Cellular responded, and now we're going to go after Verizon in the standoff area because they don't have a signal there. So you switch from one and you just start another problem. But again, thankful for U.S. Cellular to listen. I explained that how many customers they lost in the past year, and they reacted very, very quickly in positive.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything today, so I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved. I second.
Motion second. All of them in favor, signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye.